Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. We're holding Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, the second line from the top of the Amud. As you recall, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, we've been learning the last few days, that when it comes to Ktsira Sa'oimer, it has to be the first Ktsir. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and cut Tvua of any of the five Dagon, Mine Dagon, prior to the Ktsira Sa'oimer. But like all rules, there are exceptions to the rule. And among other exceptions that we had were, starting on the second line from the top of the Amud here, Koitzer min hanetiyos, mipnei hanetiyos, umipnei beis ha'ovel, umipnei beis ha'medrash. These are three exceptions. What are the mipnei hanetiyos? Rashi explained yesterday that means that when you planted the tvua, it was just a plain open field. And then after a while, you noticed, hey, some saplings, small trees are starting to grow out of this field. And you say, that's wonderful. Trees are much more valuable than this dagon, than this grain. However, if I'm going to leave both of them, I'm going to have two problems. Number one, that I'm going to have inferior grain because a lot of the nutrients in the soil will be absorbed by the tree. And so therefore, the tvua is going to be shvacha tvua, weak. Number two, we have potential problems of kilayim. So therefore, said the Mishnah, you're allowed to go and clear out those netiyas, even though it's prior to the ktsiras oimer. Number two, in the beis ha'avel, as we explained yesterday, that after the levaya and after the kvura, there was typically what they call the birchas harochpa. Birchas harochpa means that the Ovel would go and sit down va'avelus, shiva, and after that, all the menachem would come to be menachem, and they would have a special brocha that they said at the time. That's not our minig today, but that's a minig which is, you have a siddur, go outside and make kaitzadis worm shank, kaitzaros, machalings, kaitzas worm shank. So there was a minig that all the menachem would get together. Could be they had a sudas avra, they made a bracha, and they wished the ovel well. All of this took place out in the open. And they call it rachba from the word rechoif. Now, typically there was enough room for everybody to come and sit, but what happens if you had one of these huge levayas and huge kvuras? So you needed much more room for people to sit down. So you're allowed to go and clear some of the tvua for purposes of people being menachem the ovel. And finally, beis hamedrash. Beis hamedrash is that if, like now, which is bein hazmanim, where all the talmidim are coming home and there's not enough room in the beis hamedrash for everybody to go and learn, so you're allowed to go and clear out and cut the dagon prematurely for allowing for people to sit down and participate in the shiurim or learning. Frank Timara, my time. Well, what's the reason for these three exceptions? It says Reishis Ktzirchem. Ktzirchem means Kotzer for your purposes. Rachmanav Ktzir Mitzvah, but not a Ktzir that is for a Dvar Mitzvah. So what's a Dvar Mitzvah? So number two and number three are easy. In other words, the Beis Ovel, that people want to be Menachem Ovel. And Beis Medrash, that people want to learn. What's the reason Nehanetiyos? So Rashi explains that this depends on the two reasons which we gave a moment ago. If you're going to go and tell me that the reason why you're cutting the netiyos is because of the fact that they are getting weak because all the nutrients and minerals in the ground are getting absorbed by the tree, so then the reason why you're allowed to cut these netiyos is for the same reason you're allowed to cut the beis ha-shalchan ba-mokim. And that is, we brought in the Gemara yesterday, that the only Isser of the Reishis Ktzirchem is on that Tvua, which is Roy, to be brought for a Karban Oimer. The Gemara said yesterday, remember, an Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Okay, it said, Mimokim She'ata Mevi, I'ata Koitzer, Mimokim She'ata Mevi, I'ata Koitzer. So therefore, the Mokim She'ata Mevi, I'ata Koitzer, but the Mokim She'ata Mevi, if this Tvua is getting weakened by the fact that there aren't a tio is growing there, then you won't be able to use it for the Karmana Oimer. So therefore you'll be able to go and cut it. And as a result, we do not need the Pasik of Ktzirchem like Ktzir Mitzvah. But if the reason is because of kilayim, that we have now two different meaning, we have the dogon together with the fruits of the trees growing in the same field, we have a potential problem of kilayim. Oh, so then you're allowed to go and remove it even prior to ktir mitzvah, even prior to the ktircham, because of the mitzvah to refrain from kilayim. But the Gemara continues on, the Mishnah continues on, even though there's a heter to go and cut in these three places. After you cut your tefuah, don't go and automatically bundle them and then send it off to the granary, but leave them in the field, tzvasim, in piles, you can pile them up, ready for bundling, but don't do anything more than that, just leave them there until after the ktsir hu oimer. My time, what's the reason why? We don't want it to be more tircha than is necessary. What's the problem? Once we've determined that you're allowed to go and cut in these three areas because of mitzvah, so why can't you go and bundle them? Rabbeinu Gershom here down below says the reason is nei shinoi, that there should be a shinoi. Not clear what the shinoi that he is referencing is. So many of the Mefarshim say shinoi is very, very simple. Remember we said in the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday that even those places like in Yericho where they permitted the cutting of the tvua, the beis hashalchin, they said avaloi goychin. What was the reason for loy goychin? Because of the gzeira that people are going to come to go and eat from the new chadosh prior to the ktir oimer, prior to the bringing of the korban oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So therefore we want to make a shinoi that people are not going to go and eat. They'll see everything is lying outside and they're not bundling it. Oh, I know why they're not bundling it, because there's something special about this tvur. Don't eat from the tvur, because of the fact that it's still chodesh. Other mafarshim say that the hecker that we're talking about is that the shinoi, is that people should realize that I'm not violating the law by going and cutting prior to the ksiris aimer. Otherwise, people will say, oh, look at that yid, Yankel Goldberg. Everybody knows he's the most frum and the most erlich person in town, and he's cutting the tvua prior to the ktsiris oimer. It must be that it's an ishkeferlich, he'll have to go and cut before ktsiris oimer. So we want to make a shinoi that everybody knows the reason why he's doing it is l'shem mitzvah. There's a problem of kalayim, there's a nicham aveilim, b'smedish, so this will be a hecker for everybody to realize. You're not allowed to cut before the ktsiris oimer, unless you have an exception of a dvar mitzvah. Okay, right, it says, mitzvah so'ima lahavi min hakama. Oh, let's go take a quick look at the Mishnah again, at the bottom of Ayin Aleph Aleph. That'll be a nice hakama to our Gemara. You see the last three, four lines of the Mishnah here in Ayin Aleph. It says the Mishnah, mitzvah so'ima. When you're bringing the korban o'ima, you should bring it lahavi min hakama, from standing tvua. After all, it says in the pasuk, Mehochel chermesh bakoma, tochel lispar shiva shivois. Okay, so then you should go and cut the tvua for the oimer from koma, from standing grain. What happens if they searched all over Eretz Yisrael and they didn't find? Then yavim in omrin, then they should go and take from bundled tvua. This is apparently tvua that was cut irreligiously or against the law, because again, illegally, because you're not supposed to cut before the korban o'imer. The only thing that you're allowed to do is, in case that place is it produces such inferior tvua, then you can't go and use that tvua anyway. So that we're not talking about omrim from inferior tvua. Unless maybe we're talking about from one of these, from the netiyos, beis ha'ovel, beis ha'medrash, where they shouldn't have made it into bundles, but they did. Anyway, bottom line is there was no standing tvua, they only had bundles of tvua. No, you have no choice, you have min omrim. Mitzvah se lov min alach, you're supposed to bring it from the gur fresh. Like it says in the pasuk, karmel, rach umol, or karmole. It's got to be nice and fluffy and moist and gishmak. What happens if you didn't find any? Then lo yimotzi yavim yavish, and go and bring dried out tvua. Mitzvah se liktzor balayla, you're supposed to do the ktsiris ha'oimer balayla, meaning matzah yonta for rishayim, the first evening of the first day of Chol HaMoed. No, so if that's the mitzvah, what happens if you didn't take that, but b'dieved niktzar b'yoin, is old kosher, and it's even doiche es hashabbos. So we see from our Mishnah that there are a bunch of lechatchilas in b'dieved. Lechatchila take from the kama, b'dieved, it's also good from the amrim. Lechatchila take from the lach, b'dieved, it's good from the yavish. Lechatchila do k'tzir b'layla, b'dieved niktzar b'yoin is kosher. And then we finish off the Mishnah, b'doiche es hashabbos. We're going to focus on doiche es hashabbos a little bit further down. But in the meantime, the Gemara wants to know, what's the basis of all of these lechatchilas and b'dievets? Tana Rabbah. Says in the pasuk, in takrav minchas bikurim. Now this pasuk, which is based in the Torah Ora Sholem, uses the term takrav twice. See how the pasuk begins, v'im takrav minchas bikurim l'Hashem, ovav kolu v'eish geres karmel takrav eis minchas bikurecha. Why do we need to repeat the word takrav twice? I heard it the first time. So Rashi says that the kasha of the Gemara is not so much on the second takrif. Rashi likes the second takrif. What's bothering him is the first takrif. The second takrif says, takrif eis minchas bikurecha. What do I need? The im takrif minchas bikurim. See, if you look at the Rashi, ma talmud loimar. Rashi is about three, four lines into the narrow lines. Ma talmud loimar v'haksiv b'seifid dekro takrif minchas bikurecha. So what do I need the initial takrif? Getting back to the Gemara. Turn about vim takrif minchas bikurim. Ma tamalai. What do I need that initial vim takrif? The fisha mitzvah so oimer. Yeah, you can take as many as you want. You can take as many as you want. Zok Gemara. Ma tamalai. The fisha mitzvah so oimer lo havi min hakama. The mitzvah of oimer is to go and bring. Me hochel chermesh bakama from the standing tvua. Min ayin shim lo imotzim min hakama yomim min haomrim. How do I know if you don't have standing tvua that you can go and bring from bundles, like it said in the Mishnah. Tamaloyimer takriv. Oh, that's why it says takriv twice. Dovracher nochabshat takriv. Why does it say takriv twice? Levisha mitzvah lohavi min alach. You're supposed to go and bring from the lach, meaning from the fresh. Uminayin shem leimotzim min alach yom min ayovish. How do you know you can go and bring from the dried out? Zokti mara tamaloyimer takriv. That's why it says takrif twice. Dover acher takrif v'shemitzvosel liktzir b'layla. You're supposed to do the ktsiras ha'oymer at night. Minayin shem liktzir b'yoyim kosher. And you know it's also kosher. And it's even doiches ha'shabes tamaloymer takrif. It says twice takrif. From this twice takrif I learn takrif kosher. Rashi says kosher meaning if you didn't have standing tefuah, even min ha'omrim from bundles. Takrif mikol mokoy. What means mikol mokoyim? It's literally mikol mokoyim, not only from Carmel, which is close to Yerushalayim and nice and fresh and moist, but even if you have to go and cut the tvua from far away and bring it to Yerushalayim, and during that interval it can dry out, mikol mokoyim, takar from everywhere. Takar b'fila b'shabbos, takar b'fila b'tumah. So this extra takar comes to tell you, lichat chilav, do it the way you're supposed to. However, if you can't, takrif b'dieved, you can do it any way you want, as long as we get our tefuah for purposes of the korban oim. Continuing the one, niktzav b'yoyim is kosher. However, in other words, l'chatchili, you're supposed to do it at night. If you didn't do it at night, you can go and cut during the day. Pray Gemara b'tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, kol ha'layla kosher l'ktziris oim u'l'haktich alom ve'ivorim. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, where it talks about that you can go and read the Megillah during the day, the whole day, and the previous night you can read it the whole night. And the Mishnah tells us not only about the Kriya of Megillah's Esther, but Kol HaLayla Kosher L'Ktzira Sa'omer, Ulahakti Chalovim Ve'Ivorim. The whole night you can go and do the Ktzira Sa'omer. If you couldn't do the Ktzira Sa'omer 5 minutes after Havdalah, and everywhere near to Yerushalayim, there was no Kama available, and you had to go far away, so you had to go as far as you had to go, even though it's going to go and take until 2 o'clock in the morning, or like the Gemara, the Mishnah said, afilu b'yoyim, do it, you got to cut. So, as we know, when you have the chalom leivarim, you can go and put them on the mizbeach, agan tzanach, then Rashi says, even if they fall off during the night, you can put them back on the Mizbech. Zeh, this is the general rule. Davish mitzvah kol hayom, kosher kol hayom, davish mitzvah halayla, kosher kol halayla. Any mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you to do during the day. Our Gemara doesn't go through the entire list, but if you go to the Mishnah, Sechus Megillah, Lemushel, it says the Kabbai, taking the Arba Minim on Sukkot. Although our custom, of course, is to do it in the morning by Shachris. But what happens if you didn't have a chance to do it in the morning? You didn't have Arba Minim. So you can do Arba Minim the entire day, Kosher Kalayan. Dovshim, it's also relying on anything that you can do at night. Ketzirah Sa'imer, Hak Techalom Beivorim, Kosher Kalayan. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara is now Medayik. Ketani Laila Dumya Diyoim. It says Laila should be just like Yoim. Ma Diyoim Balaila Loi. After Laila Bayoim Nami Loi. That what? Just like Yoim Balaila Loi. Anything that you have to do a mitzvah during the day, you cannot do it during the night. Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoim Harishoim Priye Todder Kapis Tomorrow. If you didn't have a chance to go and take Arba Minim during the day, you cannot take the Arba Minim at night. It has to be done during the day. And that being the case, the same thing, L'choira, also applies after Laila. All those mitzvahs that you can do at night, like Ketzirah Sa'oimer, B'yoim Nami Loi, after Laila, B'yoim Nami Loi. You cannot go and do the mitzvahs at night during the day. And the same thing applies to Hek T'chalom Beivarim. You can do it the previous day, but you can't do it the next day. Otherwise, it becomes Posel Belina. So, Oy Bazoi, Zokti Gemara, how did you say that if you didn't Ketzirah Sa'oimer at night, Nikter Bayoim is also kosher. No! Just like Hekta Chalom Beivarim, you cannot do the next morning. How can you do the Ktsira Soimer the next morning? This should be Ma'akev. L'choira, therefore, I have a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mesechtes Megillah. Our Mishnah says Nikter Bayoim is kosher, and the inference, the diuk from the Mishnah Mesechtes Megillah is that Nikter Bayoim is possible. It's not a stira, it's a machloikis. Who's Rabbi? Who's Rabbi Blues Reb Shimon? The sign we have a briser. The Kehanim are being makrib the minchas ha'imer the way they're supposed to on the first day of Chalamoid, and unfortunately, lo yaleinu, it became tamei. How did it become tamei? Touched on the vela. Touched a dead sheretz, whatever, it doesn't make a difference, it became tough. What do I do now? Says the Brayson, Yesha Cheres, if you have other oimer or other kama which is available, oimer loy have a cheres tachtel. Go out in the field and cut brand new oimer. In other words, avad if you have a cheres tachtel, as you recall, and the Gemara is going to bring it again. We start off with three sa'a or five sa'a of tvua, and then we're menape it, we sift it 13 times until we have an isorin. So you could learn l'choyre, im yesh acheres, that you have other soles remaining that has not been used. So bring that in, and we use that for the karban oimer, because the karban oimer has become tamei. But Rashi says in the middle of the Yamid, and this is crucial to our Gemara, even if you have not a kemach or solus ready to bring for carbon oimer, but rather you're going to have to do a new ketzira, you do it that day. That's of course consistent with our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said if you didn't do a ketzira belayla for whatever reason, or you did a ketzira belayla and it became tameh, so niktzir b'yoyim is kosher. So you can do that. Miyesh lecheres oimeloi havi acheres tachta. Dim lav as nisht. In other words, there is no other tvua available to be able to bring it today. We want to bring the carbon oimer today to be matir the chadosh. Then oimeloi, we go and tell the koyin havi pikeach zaya kliga be smart ushtoik and mach ashvaik. Don't say anything and let's bring it divrei Rebbe. What does Rebbe mean? What do you mean? Became tamei. I'm sure all of you are thinking now, and everybody is jumping out of their skin and saying, what about the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Tumah Chuyahi B'Tzibur? Well, it would appear on the surface that Rebbe holds Tumah Chuyahi B'Tzibur, but what's the difference between Hutr and Chuyah? Hutra B'Tzibur means it's a total heter. You don't have even to think twice. Odchuyi b'tziba means do the best you can so that you don't have to come on to this tumah odchuyi b'tziba. And so therefore Rebbe is saying, Chevra, I know that it's b'tzibur, this is the only minchas ha'omer that you bring the whole year, and the tzibur pays for it, and this tematah, the entire tzibur, from the Isra of Chodosh, all of that is true, 100%. But nevertheless, Zok to Yimara, that if you can, bring it b'tahara, avada, bring it b'tahara. So let's do what we can to bring it b'tahara. So that would be the simple pshat. But even more than that, if you can go and do it peheter, there's another good reason for it, because it's a mitzvah for the kahanim to go and eat the shirayim, and even if you hold tumet hutra betzibur, that only means that the korban is kosher and fine. But it doesn't take away the iser tumah that you now got to go and eat korbonois or minchas oimi, which is a korban. You can't eat a betumah, either tumas aguf or tumas akorban. Ah, so therefore, it's much better if you can go and find other tvua, even the mechuber, cut it, shnel, go and sift it 13 times, and bring it, will bring a brand new cart. So this part, the Divrei Rebbe, l'choyre is square, just like our Mishnah, niktze b'yoyim is kushin. Rabbi Lozor b'shimon oimer, nein, ben kach, uimeloi hevi pikech ushtoik. Don't say anything, just bring it b'tumma, shkolo oimer, shenikze shaloi kimitz, v'asai pasul. What are you going to do? You're going to go and do Ketzidus HaOmer now? You can't do it now, because it has to be done by Laila. If you do Ketzidus HaOmer by Yom, it's possible. Oh, so this sounds just like the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. The Mishnah Masechtas Megillah says, anything which is Mitzvah by Yom, it's kosher kol Yom. Anything which is Mitzvah by Laila, it's kosher kol Laila. But don't do Yom Mitzvahs at night, and don't do Laila mitzvahs during the yom. Oh, so this is Rabbi Lozor Reb Shimon that says shalik mitzvasi is possible. By the way, what's the lashon of hevi pikeach ushtoik? Be quiet and let's just bring the carbon. It's not that we're trying to do a cover up of some sort. Oh, nobody should know that this is a tumah dika carbon. But Rab explains Rashi, because shalo yoimru mutar lahakriv mincha tmeya bafilu diyochid. In other words, not everybody has learned Mesechtes Vochem and Mesechtes Menachos in depth, like we have done now for the last few months. There are people here that, not here on the in the audience, but people outside, and when they hear that they brought the Korban Oimer Bituma on Pesach, they won't realize that the reason is because it's a Korban Tzibur, which is Hutra B'tzibur, or it's Chuyehi. They'll just think, oh, worst comes to worst, if a korban becomes tama, you can still bring it betuma. Therefore, we tell them, don't say anything, because we don't want the amaratzim among us to be misled and think that you can go and bring a korban betuma. So, machashvai, don't say anything and bring it as if it's a regular, normal korban. Obviously, when it's going to come time for eating, we're going to have to tell the kehanim, sorry, this cannot be eaten because it happens to be tama. So, let's stop over here for a moment, because I saw that there were questions. Ariel had a question, and perhaps others.
Yes. So Rav Elazar doesn't hold from the duplicative takriv?
He does, but he doesn't use it for purposes of night and day. In other words, he will use it for all the other drushes that we had, that if you don't have lach, bring min hayovish. If you don't have koma, go and bring from omrim. But he does not go as far to go and say that nikzer, if you can't nixu balayla, then you can do it nixu b'yoy. Okay? Okay, continuing on. Zok to Morabaita. If you're wondering what would be the basis of distinguishing between one and the other, once you're saying takrif opens up the floodgates for a lot of b'dievets, why wouldn't you say it opens the floodgates for here too? And the answer is because it says, mihochel chermesh bakoma tochel dispar shiva shavuos. And elsewhere it says, Shiva Shavuos Tmimos Tiyana. You remember a few days ago, we asked, how do you know that the Sfiras HaOmer begins at night? Maybe the Sfiras HaOmer begins during the day when you bring the Korban HaOmer. The Gemara says, because Shiva Shavuos Tmimos means that you have to start counting Sfira already in the evening so that you have a full 24-hour day, as opposed to starting in the morning where you've lost, you know, the previous 12 hours at night. So how does that answer your question? Answer your question, because when you're cutting, then you're supposed to start then you're supposed to start counting the sphere. That being the case, if you're going to go and cut the oimer during the day, then you're going to have to start the sphere in the day. You can't go and count the sphere at night, since you were not hochel chermish bakoma at night, you only cut during the day. Then we're not going to have the shiva shavuos tamimos. So therefore, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon apparently would say that this drasha outweighs the other drasha of the takrif. So what am I going to do with the extra takrif? I'll use it for those other things, such as bringing min harochoik, if you keep from min hayovish, if you don't have from the lach, bringing min omrim, if you don't have from the koma, as we said before. Shkoyach. And we continue on the Gemara, so we've answered the stira by saying it's a machlekes. Om Rabbi B'chan, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, B'shitas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shel Oviv, Omra. To understand where Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon is coming from, as we'll see, it's because he is going in the shita of Rabbi Kiva, as well as Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to have Rabbi Shmuel in another four lines. But first, Rabbi Shitas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi. Rabbi Shel Oviv. What means Rabbi Shel Oviv? The Rebbe Kiva was the Rebbe of the father of Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, of course, who was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rashi reminds us in the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos says that after all the Yidden, all the Talmid Chacham had been killed out by the enemies, we still had Rebbe Kiva with his five Talmidim, and based on that, he was able to go and restore the glory and the learning of Torah to Klal Yisrael with his five Talmidim. One of those Talmidim was Reb Shimon. Good. So therefore says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, B'shita Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shel Aviv Amram. He said a B'shita of Rabbi Kiva, the father, the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Shimon. That what? Now, take the Mishnah, Klal Amram, Rabbi Kiva, Kol Mocha, She'ef Shaloi La'asoy, Semi Erev Shabbos, Eyo Doiches HaShabbos. What is Rabbi Kiva referring to? Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Kiva in the famous perek known as Rabbi Lezer de Mila. What's Rabbi Lezer de Mila? That there is a perek in Masechtas Shabbos, which is Reb Lezer, and he talks about Hilchos Mila. In one word, the only time that Mila is Doiches Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva, is the actual performance of the Bris Mila. So you're saying, okay, that's a Dover Pashit. Not so Pashit, because Reb Lezer says, even Machshira Mila are Doichen Es HaShabbos. What happens if you're Moil comes to shul and he realizes, I don't have with me my moil messer, meaning I don't have my knife to perform the bris milah, and it's Shabbos. He says, you're allowed to go and quickly manufacture a brand new milah messer, moil messer on Shabbos to be able to perform the milah. Do we hold like that? No. Halacha lemaisa, we do not hold like that. And that's because we follow Rebbe Akiva and others. What did Rebbe Akiva say? Kol malach she'ef shaloi la'asoyisim erev Shabbos. You can go and manufacture or purchase or do whatever you need to go and get the moil messer from Erev Shabbos. You cannot perform the milah on Shabbos because the kid is only 7 days old. You got to wait until Shabbos. But you can go and purchase or manufacture a moil messer. So therefore, ain't a doiche Shabbos. That is not doiche Shabbos. Okay. V'sobalak Rabbi Shmuel, the Amak Tziris HaOimer, mitzvah. Tziris HaOimer is a mitzvah, just like doing, performing a bris is a mitzvah. Going and cutting the oimer is a mitzvah. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel oimer. How do I know it's a mitzvah? Maybe it's also just a hachana, just like the moil messer. It's only machshire havoasa oimer. Says Rabbi Shmuel says, it says in the pasuk, b'chorish uvekotzir tishbois. And there's a machlokes what this is referring to. Is this referring to Shemitah, or this is referring to Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel says it's referring to Shabbos and Machorish Rishus, just like Harisha, plowing a field, is always a Rishus. Rishus meaning there is never a mitzvah involved in Harisha of a field. Avkotz Rishus, when it says in the Pasuk, Bechorish Vekotz Tishbos, that you're not allowed to do Harisha and Ktsira on Shabbos, that's talking about a Ktsira of Rishus. Masha'enkin, Yotz Ktsira Oimish, a mitzvah, and therefore that Ktsira Oimer is Doiche Shabbos. Okay, therefore we have now two members. One member of Rabbi Kiva, that if it has to be done on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, but if it does not have to be done on Shabbos, then it's not Doiche Shabbos, like manufacturing a new moil messer. What's the din legabe Ktsira Oimer? Ktsira Oimer is a mitzvah, similar to Bris Milah. Okay. And the Torah says he's supposed to do that katsir on the first night of Chol HaMoed. If you're going to go and pask it, that ktsira shleiki mitzvasi is kosher. Meaning that if you didn't do the ktsira at night, you could still do it during the day. How can you do it during the day? It's a mitzvah ba'alayla. That was Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. And according to Rebbe, Rebbe says, like it says in the Mishnah, niktzir miyayim is kosher. But Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says, no. You got to go and do the ktsira so'imra at night. If you do the ktsira during the day, it's possible. What's the basis of Rav Reb Shimon's halacha? Because is okadaita niktzir shleikim mitzvasi kosher. If you're going to learn like Rebbe that holds that you can go and do the ktsira so'imra b'diyaved during the day, which is shleikim mitzvasi, you're supposed to do it at night. But b'diyaved you can do it during the day. So my dochi Shabbos, why does it say in our Mishnah that it's doiches Shabbos? It should not be doiches Shabbos. Niktzrei mi erev Shabbos. Just like you said, manufacture your moil messer before Shabbos, go and cut your tevuah before Shabbos. Obviously, in a regular year where Pesach folds out during the week, like this year, Pesach is Wednesday night, so first day is Thursday. So Matzi Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, Thursday night, you can do the malach of Ktsiras Oimer, so that's no problem. But what happens if it turns out that Erev Pesach, that the first day of Pesach was on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. First day of Pesach, yes, was on Erev Shabbos. And now what happens is Matzah Yom Tov is also now Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to go and do it on Shabbos. Why not? Because just like you said, the B'diyavid, you can go and do Ktsiras Oimer in a regular year during the day. If he weren't able to do the Ktsiras Oimer at night, for whatever reason, said the Mishnah, Nikta B'yoim is kosher. Ah, so B'diyavid, it doesn't have to be Davke at night. So if that's the case, then just like by the Bris Milah, you can't do the Machshirim on Shabbos, you have to do it from before Shabbos. So the machshir of bringing the korban ha'omer should also go and do from Erev Shabbos, if you're telling me that you're allowed to do it during the day. So according to me, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that says that you're not allowed to do it today, because it's a mitzvah, la'sois b'layla dafka. Just like Rabbi Shmuel said, ktsiras ha'omer is a mitzvah. Oh, since ktsiras ha'omer is a mitzvah, that's why you can do it at night. However, you cannot go and do it according to you, Rebbe, during the day, because if you can do it during the day, then you shouldn't be able to go and be Mechal Shabbos to go and do it. Because if you're saying that the Ktsiras Oimish Shaloi Bizmanoi is kosher, meaning during the day of Yom, you're supposed to do it at night, but you can do it B'diavad during the day is also good. So Ibazoi, it's no different than the Moil Messer that you should have prepared it already from before Shabbos. Here too, if Yom Tov, the first Yom Tov falls out on Friday, so that the first night falls out on Shabbos, you should not be able to go and do the Ktsiras So'imah b'Shabbos, because you have a fallback option. What is that fallback option? Do the Ktsiras So'imah from before Shabbos. And therefore says, Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that says you cannot do it during the day, you can only do it at night, because he holds a combination of Rebbe Kiva, that any malacha that you can only, not that you can only, any malacha that you can do, shalei bizmanai, don't allow for a dechia of Shabbos. Here too, if you could do it, shalei bizmanai, don't allow for the ktsira on Shabbos. Since we do allow for the ktsira on Shabbos, muzdach zayin, that you can only do it at night, and you cannot do it during the day. Back to the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. Like you're saying, Rebbe, b'diavad, you can do it during the day. So my dochi Shabbos, why do you ever allow for Tziras O'imra on Shabbos? Niktzrei me'erev Shabbos, go and do the Tzir already from before Shabbos. Elamin adochi Shabbos, since it's doichi Shabbos, Shema mino niktzrei shleikim mitzvasi is possible. That doing it during the day is no good, even b'diavad. So that's why we have a machloikis now between Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. And now that we've explained to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, for Rebbe, what does Rebbe hold? For Rebbe lav talmidin Reb Shimon. Rebbe is also talmid Reb Shimon. Since we said that the reason why Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds the way he holds is because he goes like the shita of the Rebbe of his father, Reb Shimon. Guess what? Rebbe was also a Talmud of Reb Shimon. Yeah, where? Rebbe left Talmidei. But Tanya will learn the Rebbe. Kishayin will made in Torah Eitzel Reb Shimon B'Tekoya. I remember when I was a bucher, or a younger man, and I was learning in the Besmedish of Reb Shimon in Tekoya, name of a place. So we see immediately that Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Shimon. So Kimarhina Malin Loy Shemin Valuntis Michotz Lagag Migag Lakarfif Mikarfif Lakarfif Acher Achona Magiam Lamayan Shona Roich Tzimbay. This is talking about on Shabbos on Yom Tov, and they wanted to go to the mikveh, so they would go and carry with them the Shemin Aluntis. How can you carry the Shemin Aluntis? Won't you have a problem of carrying on Shabbos? So they would not carry in the Rishus Rabbim and not even in a Carmelis, but only in a Rishus HaYochid. And you had a bunch of Rishus HaYochids which were connected one to the other. A Chotzer was connected to the Gag, and the Gag to a Karfif. Karfif means a large enclosure, which is not Mukuf Ladira. People don't live there, but it's a large enclosure, nobody lives there, and it's basically like an empty field, an empty lot. According to us, meaning not according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to be Moitzim Rishus L'Rishus, even from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. However, Reb Shimon holds that you are allowed to go and carry from one Rishus HaYochid, as long as they're all connected. So you're allowed to go and go from one Chotzer to a Gag, from a Gag to a Karfif to another Karfif, and that's what we used to do. We used to go and carry our Shemin and Aluntis. Aluntis is a towel. Shemin, of course, is oil. I know some of you are thinking, you're not allowed to go and smear oil on your body on Shabbos. True, but it doesn't say that you can't just pour the oil without smearing. The only iser of the oil, like soap, is being mimareach. Mimareach means to go and smooth it out and to. I'm sorry? To smear. To smear, exactly right. To smear. You're not allowed to smear. So that's prohibited. You may recall years and years ago, there used to be a kosher dishwashing liquid on Shabbos. The reason why that was kosher, I think it was Hadar, I think that that used to produce it, was because it was so heavily diluted with water that you didn't have to worry about shmering. It was, yes, it was a dishwasher liquid, but not like you have today or like you had then, where the liquid is quite thick and then you mix it with the water and then it thins out and you're shmering, which would be prohibited. Rather, it was so diluted with water that you didn't have to worry about the shmer. Anyway, apparently it was not a worthwhile product in terms of a money-making product, and that's why they stopped production. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara is saying is that they used to go and carry the Shemin Aluntis and all of these Rishus HaYochids to be able to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. So I see from this that Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon, of course, was a Talmud of Reb Akiva. So just like we're saying that according to Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, he holds his Shita because he was the son of a Talmud of Reb Akiva. The son of Reb Shimon, who was a Talmud. Well, guess what? Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon presumably got his learning from Reb Akiva. So why didn't Rebbe also hold that you cannot go and do Ketzira during the day? Because if you could do Ketzira during the day, how could it be Doiche Shabbos? Everything more is Sabbath, like Edith Reb Shimon, he holds like another member of Reb Shimon. What's the other member of Shimon? The Simon. I'm Reb Shimon. Borei, Kama Chaviv, Mitzvah, Mishato. Go and see how beautiful, how chavit, how dear a mitzvah b'shata is. What does this mean? Every single Shabbos Kodesh, as you are all aware, Klal Yisrael brought korbanos, even though normally you're not allowed to go and shecht on Shabbos chas v'shalom, but to go and bring a korban of the korban tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arboim, the musafin. All of that is mutter b'Shabbos. Not only is it mutter, you're mechuyev. You have to go and bring your carbon tamid and your carbon musaf on Shabbos. You can't bring the carbon musaf on Sunday. Come on, you daven musaf on Shabbos. You bring the carbon musaf on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a double pashut. But now, after you went and you shechted, you did the zrikas adam, you have the chalovim and evorim ready for putting on the mizbeach. So you or I might think to ourselves, you know, I have a good idea. Since we just learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that kol alayla kosher lahatir chalom veivorim, let's put the chalom veivorim away in a cool spot until Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos will make Havdalah, and we'll put the chalom veivorim then on the Marocha. Why should we do it on Shabbos? After all, if we put it on Shabbos, and it's a form of cooking or burning or whatever. In other words, let's minimize any potential of violating the Shabbos that we can. Just like we said by the Mila, go and do the Machshir Mila before Shabbos. So now these are, in a sense, like Machshirim, the Hekta Chalom Beivarim. It's not even Ma'akiv the Karban. As long as you did a proper Zrika, the Karban was accepted and everything is fine. So the question is, Frank Dimora, Hekta Chalom Beivarim should be Kosher Kol, since it's Kosher Kol Alayla, why did they do the Hekta Chalom Beivarim on Shabbos itself? Why didn't they wait? The reason is, says Reb Shimon, Chaviva Mitzvah Bishata. You have the mitzvah of Chalav Leivorim in your hands. Go and do it right now, right after you finished doing the Zrika Saddam, and finish that off. Ah, so you see that there's a Gevaldige mitzvah to do it now. Therefore, we didn't wait until the next day. So therefore, Rebbe is now answering, why do I hold that even though B'di'eved, if you didn't have any you didn't have enough Kama or Oimer or Soilus or whatever the night of Matzah, first day of Yontif, and therefore you have to do a further Ketzira during the Yoim, and you said, how can you do the Ketzira during the Yoim? Since we said that it's Toich HaShabbos, then obviously this is something that has to be done Bizmanai, and the Zmanai is at night. How are you doing it during the day? Says Reb Shimon, yes, we could have theoretically done the Ketzir Sa'imer before Shabbos, not to go and be Oiver and Chel Shabbos. However, Mitzvah, Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Sha'ata, and the Mitzvah B'Sha'ata is to do it at night, even if it's Shabbos. And unfortunately, if you don't have from the night, you have to do it even during the day if it's Shabbos. Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Sha'ata. Chodi has a good answer. Everyone, what does Blood Reb Shimon say about that answer? So Blood Reb Shimon, when do you say Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Sha'ata? If you already, your hands are already involved in the mitzvah, I don't want to use the expression that they're already dirty, that they're already full of schmaltz, of chaylev, but the point is that you're already involved in the mitzvah. Then Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, loy shmielai, didn't Reb Blazer Reb Shimon also hear this memory from his father of chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata? Avadi, he heard that. Elishani hosam shari doch seshchita es haShabbos. The reason why you can continue doing the Hekta Chalav Meivarim is because you already have your hands involved. The hands are already doing the Shechita, and they're processing the Zrika and all the rest. So since you have the Korban in your hands, okay, Chaviv and Mitzvah Shata, don't say, okay, let's leave the rest of the Korban for at night and do Hekta Chalav. Do it right now, Mitzvah Chaviv B'Shata. However, when we're talking about bringing the Korban of Omer, there is no Havos Oimer until the next morning. So you cannot go and Havos Oimer, of course, is Toich HaShabbos, because that's what you have to do. I've just gotten a message three times that there is a young lady that is having surgery right now as we speak, apparently emergency surgery. Her name is Chaya Chana Gittel Bas Sorel, so that the limud should be L'Schusa, that she should have a Refuah Shleima and the surgery should go well. Chana, Chaya, Chana, Gittel, Bas, Sora.
Amen.
It's part of the West Side family, by the way. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon says, when you're talking about Shechita, Avad, the Shechita is followed up immediately by the Hekta Chalom Beivarim, don't wait until the night. Chavim Mitzvah B'Shato. But here we're talking about the Korban Oimer, which is at night. Not the Korban Oimer. The Ketziris Oimer, which is at night. The Korban, which is during the day. So you cannot go and say, Chaviv Mitzvah Shata, go and do it at night. If you're talking about a Chil Shabbos, there is nothing happening right before the Ktsira that you say, yeah, since we're involved anyway, your hands are all greasy and with the carbon, let's go and do the Ktsira's Oimer at night if it's Shabbos, or the next day if it's Shabbos. My good friend, you're not being Oisik in any mitzvah yet. So therefore, we don't have that Svara, a Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shata. And therefore, says the Gemara, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees. But what do we do according to Rabbi? Well, the Rabbi Hokanami, Doch se Shechita se Shabbos. By Shechita, I understand, follow it up with Hekta Chalom Veivarim. But why do we go and say, according to Rabbi, that you're allowed to go and bring, and not only bring, you're allowed to do the Ktsiris Ho'oimer during the day? If so, then you should never allow for Ktsiris Ho'oimer to be Doiche Shabbos. Because since you have a backup option, it's like machshirei mila, that it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, do it on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, if you don't have to do the Ktziris HaOmer at night, you can do it during the day, then don't do it on a Shabbos, do it from Erev Shabbos. That was the kasha. So to my Elikasover Rebbe Ktziris HaOmer, loy dach your Shabbos. Ooh, Rebbe holds a Ktziris HaOmer, never doich a Shabbos, so that if in fact Yom Tov of Pesach falls out on Friday, and now Matzah Yom Tov of Pesach, first night is going to be Shabbos, don't do the Ktziris HaOmer on Shabbos. You have to do the Ktziris HaOmer before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. Frank Timara, V'loi? I don't understand that. From the very beginning of our Perek, V'atanan, we started off the first Mishnah Perek, that there was a machlokes between the Tanakam and the Chachamim, whether or not you on Shabbos and during the week, what's the number of Sa'ah do you use to go and produce the Omer? So one man, the Omer, said that during the week you use 5 Sa'ah. On Shabbos, you only use 3 Sa'ah. Why? Because we want to be Mamayit and Chil Shabbos. The other man, the Omer, said, no, if 3 is enough on Shabbos, 3 is enough during the week as well. You never have to do 5 Sa'ah, 3 is enough. Oh, so I see that both of those mandiyamrim hold that that you're allowed to go and do the Ktziris HaOmer on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to go and do the Ktziris HaOmer on Shabbos, what are we talking about? Cutting 3 saw and then going and doing a Zora, and then doing a Tchina, and going and then and putting it in the Ibuv on Shabbos, and eventually grinding it up, and 13 siftings on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. From 3 saw. This is more the late Rebbe. Rebbe did not hold to that Mishnah. But the Mishnah continues on. You're allowed to use 3 harvesters, 3 employees. You're allowed to have 3 separate boxes. And 3 separate sickles. And you remember the reason why they specially did it dafka with 3 people, 3 kupais, 3 maglois, is lahoitzi miliban shel habaisusim, that said that you're supposed to go and bring it always on Matzah Shabbos and not Matzah Yom Tov. We had that interesting discussion earlier on in our parak. Again, says more like Rebbe. It's not like Rebbe. I ubeShabbos yoyim lehem Shabbos zu. The person that is bringing the hakrovas ha'imer in the morning of Yom Tov, he asks everybody, Ola hashacha, yes, Ola hashacha. Ola hashacha, yes, Ola hashacha. Ola hashacha, yes, Ola hashacha. B'magalzu, yeah, b'magalzu. Magalzu, remember, every question he asked 3 times. And it said in the Mishnah, if it happens to be Shabbos, he said, b'Shabbosu, and they say, yeah, Shabbosu, today is Shabbos, you're doing your Havoah So'imer today on Shabbos, you're doing Tzira So'imer at night on Shabbos, and you have Havoah So'imer the next morning. It's the Chnoch Mularaya that Tzira O'imer is doicha Shabbos, again, the Loi Kerevi. But what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah that we looked at earlier in today's daf, back on Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, the Mishnah concludes, Nikzer b'yoyim kosher v'doich es ha-shabos. And we said that we even learned that from the extra takrif. So to man Shabbos, Lady Omer, Nikzer b'yoyim is kosher. Rebbe, that's Rebbe. Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon disagrees. Rebbe is the one that's the proponent of Nikzer b'yoyim is kosher. And nevertheless, Tony doiche es ha-shabos. Anthony Mark, my love tzira, when it says over the words doiche es ha-shabos, isn't it talking about tzira? And obviously, that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. Nikzer ve'yoyim kosher ve'doiche es ha-shabos. Meretach legabe tzira, that b'di'evet, if you couldn't do it at night, you could do it during the day. And you can even do a ktzira on Shabbos. So doesn't it say ktzira b'Shabbos? According to Rebbe, our mission is supposed to be understood. But the Shabbos is going on the hakrovas ha'omer. Av ktzira loy, but not on the ktzira. The ktzira is not toiches Shabbos. Really, that's what Rebbe holds. V'tani, we have a brayso. Rebbe Omer says the pasuk d'Avraham Moishes me'adi Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. That's a concluding pasuk at the end of the sedra of the Kurbanos, and the question is, what do I need that summary? We know the famous halacha that it says both by Shabbos and by Pesach, that therefore you have to bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, no problem. I mean, obviously you're supposed to. Every single day of the week you're supposed to go and bring the Karban Tamid. If we didn't say the Karban Tamid, we lain it always on Rish Chodesh, Tavis v'nei Yisovi Marta Leim, es Karboni Lachem, with Isha Reich, Nichoich, Etishma Lachav Li, b'mayadoi. Talk about the Karban Tamid, b'mayadoi means a filibus Shabbos. Same thing with Gabi Karban Pesach, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, es ha-posach b'mayadoi. What do I learn from that? Mayada Philip Shabbos, Mayada Philip Tumah. Good. So I know by Shabbos and I know about Pesach. Shar Kabbanis Atzima Minayin. How do I know that if Sukkis or if Shavuos Lamushal, if they fall out on Shabbos, and by definition Sukkis, one of the days of Zichah falls out on Shabbos, and Shavuos very often coincides with Shabbos, so how do you know there too you go and bring your Kabbanis, even though you're being, quote, Mechal Shabbos, Tamaloyima Eilu Tassel Hashem B'moyadeichem. You have to do it B'moyadoy on its appointed time. The Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, appointed time is every single day in the morning, every day in the afternoon. The Shabbos Tikkur Kabbanis are brought on Shabbos. The Yontif Kabbanis are brought on Yontif, even if it's a Shabbos, because Moyadeichem in its appointed times. And that, of course, applies also to the din of Tumah. Okay, so that's the Gabi Karban Tzibur. Minay l'Rabbis Uymer v'akorev imoy ishtei alechem v'akorev imohem. How do we know it includes these karbonis as well? Now these, of course, are also karbonis. The reason why the Gemara is differentiating between the Uymer and the ishtei alechem, as opposed to the other karbonis tzibur, says Rashi, because the other karbonis tzibur are all bunched together in description in Parshas Emor, and that's where it says, Eilatas Hashem u'mayadeichem. And that's an emor, that's what we lay always on Yom Toivim. We're going to lay in Mirch Hashem next week. We start off Shara Chesu V'yez, Ki Yivolei, V'yishiv Asim Tachas Imoi, and then Yom Yishvi V'hola, Teiratz V'Korban Isha L'Hashem. And then we continue talking about the Kabbanis of Yom Tov, and that's why we lay from Parshas Emor on the Yom Toivim. Of course, we lay from Parshas Pinchas for the Musafim, but the first laying is typically from the Shara Chesu V'yez, for Parshas Emor. However, the Parsha of the Oimer and the Parsha of the Shtei Alechem, says Rashi, you do not find them in Parshas Emor. That being the case, how do you know that there too this din of the Moyadoi, the Gabe Shabbos, and the Gabe Tumah? The words Karav Imoy, says Rashi, means that when you bring the Karban Oimer, you shecht one keves, and when you bring the Shtei Alechem, you go and shecht the Kivsei Atzeres, which we've talked about at great length earlier on in our parak. Tam alay vidam moishes mayadi Hashem b'nei Yisrael, the cost of kavah moi the kulon mayadi Hashem al yom tovim all mayadim. You bring the korban the mayadai afilu b'shabbos. Okay, so tomorrow lemay. What is that referring to? Ilay mula hakrova. Are we talking about hakrova su oimer and hakrova shtei alechem? Pray tomorrow shtei alechem and hakrova nenu. There is no such thing as being makrev the shtei halechem, because the shtei halechem is eaten totally. So it would be inappropriate to go and say, I need a pasuk to go and tell you that I'm makrev the shtei halechem on Shabbos. I'm not makrev any shtei halechem on Shabbos. I spread the goods, the shtei halechem, to the kahanim. I go and shecht the karbonis, but not the shtei halechem itself. Elab shita, so what is the Gemara and the pasuk coming to tell you, Vayidam Moshe's Mayadi Yisrael, Abnei Yisrael, that it's, you can be Mechal Shabbos, El Mishpshita L'Tchina V'Harkada. Oh, that we're talking about, but the Shtei Alechem, Tchina means the grinding, Harkada means the sifting. Even though these are among the Lamed Tes Melachos on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and do them because of Mayadechem, of the Hakrovas, HaShtei Alechem on, not Hakrova, but the processing the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Udekavasa Gabi Oimer is the Ktsira. Oh, so we see the Kadochi is a Shabbos. We see that it has to do, you're talking about being Doicha Shabbos. It's a Shver on Rebbe. How could Rebbe say that the Ktsira so Oimer is not Doicha Shabbos? I see from this Braisa, and the Braisa begins, Vatanya, Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe himself is saying that the Oimer and Shtei Alechem are, you can be Mechal Shabbos, because it says, Me'adi Hashem. What do you mean being Mechal Shabbos with the Oymer and Shtei Alechem? Shtei Alechem, you're not makriv on the Mizbeach. There's no Shechit of the Shtei Alechem. There's no Zerik of the Shtei Alechem. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the preparation of the Shtei Lechem. What's the preparation? That's the Tchinen, that's the Harkadah. So then the same thing applies to the Omer. That's the preparation of the Omer. What does that include? It also includes, of course, the Tchinen Harkadah, but also includes the Tzira. So that being the case, the Chayyur Rebbe holds the Tzira is Doichesh Abos. Omer, we're talking about being makar of the Omer, putting it on the Mizbeach. Not legabi tzira, but legabi hakrova. Vus mit shtei lechem, legabi afia, that you're allowed to go and bake the shtei lechem on yontif. So why taka you're allowed to go and bake it? Why taka don't we bake it from erev yontif? Because over Rabbi Tanner Mekadesh, what infuses the shtei lechem with kedusha? It's the baking in the tanner. And iofi lomi eswal, if you're going to go and say, bake it the day before on Erev Shabbos, if Salah Belina, it's going to become possible Belina, meaning that like any other carbon, you have to do it within its Zman, since the Tanner is a Kli Sharis, and Rebbe says, baking a Shtei Alechem inside the Tanner is Mekadosh it, so now it gets Kedushas Aguf. If you're going to have that Kedushas Aguf from Erev Shabbos, then by the time you're going to bring it the next day, you're going to have a Psul Lina. So that's why you have to do it on Shabbos itself. So therefore, the Omer is lachrovish, the alechem lafia, and you have no raya, legabi, the din of ktsira, that Rebbe holds a ktsira is doiches Shabbos, because in fact, Rebbe holds ktsira, so Omer is not doiche Shabbos. It's doiche yontif, but it's not doiche Shabbos. Frank Timar, the sub of Rebbe Tanner is Mekadish. You just fenfen said that Tanner is Mekadish, but Tanya. We learned that kivsi atzeres ain mekachis alechem el b'shchita. The lechem that you bring, the shtei alechem, the kivsi atzeres, when did the kivsi atzeres get infused with kedushas aguf? At the time of the shchita, ketzad. Shochtel lishman, mazor tom lishman. If you did a perfect shchita, perfect zrika by the kivsi atzeres, then kiddush alechem, then the lechem becomes kaddish. Shochtel shloi lishman, mazor tom shloi lishman, loin kiddush alechem, the lechem does not become kaddish. Shachtam lishman bezarik dam shalay lishman halachem kadosh ve'ena kadosh divrei Rebbe. We had a machlokes early between Abaye v'Rava. What means kadosh ve'ena kadosh? One of the mandiyamim said that you can go and still be poyd it, and the kedusha of the shtei alechem will go off from the shtei alechem onto the money or onto the thing that you are being poyd it with. Anyway, Yom HaMachleik is what Kaddish Ve'en HaKaddish means. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Oymer, Li'oilam Ve'en HaKaddish, Shiyishchayt Lishman, Mi'izrik Domin Lishman. If you want to infuse it with Kiddush, it's gotta be Shchita and Zrika Lishman. Anyway, what do I see from this? When does the Lechem get infused with Kiddush? It's a guf at the time of the Shchita, not at the time of the Afia B'Tanur. Amr Nachma Yitzchak, Hukvu V'loi Hukvu Ka'amar. This brisa that we just learned now, Kivsi Atzeres ein mekachin es alechem. He doesn't really mean the word kedusha. He means to be koyveya the lechem. What means koyveya the lechem? Says Rashi. What happens if after I shechted the two kivsi atzeres in the Beis Mikdash and I have the shtei alechem standing there, I say to myself, you know what? I see that these two kivsi atzeres, they open them up and they are inferior, that they are mugger. Mugger means that they are skinny. Oh, and we've already used this pasuk a few times before. Hakriveyu no lefecha secha, hayirtzecha oy hayisa fanecha. And I say, you know what? Let's bring all the kivsei atzeres, which are nicer, are better, are smarter, this, that, the other thing. I want to go and bring the lechem together with other kvasim. It's already too late, because you were kriveya the chalois at the time of the shechita of the kivsei atzeres. You see, look at the last Rashi here. Before we start the new perek, hukfu, 5-6 lines before the end of the perek, hukfu, she shchachton lishman, bezorek domen lishman, hukfu achalis lo'isin kvasim. Now these chalis are connected to the kvasim with an umbilical cord. Ve'en yochel lishanis alechem lezebach acher. You can't go and say, you know what, let's use this lechem for another zebach. Or let's maybe make brand new shtei lechem and bring another zebach. No. Once you brought the kabbanis and you did a perfect shchita and a perfect zrika, then these shtei halachim now become connected to this shtei halachim. So it's not that it be to this to these kvasim. So it's not that they become kodesh. The kedusha that you got when you were oifeh betanur, However, what was koveya these lechem to this zevach? It was the shechita. But the kedusha came b'tan. So therefore, there's no kashem and nach. But yitzhuk v'lahyukvul ka'amar. So bottom line is, we have explained both Rabbi and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that when said in the Mishnah, Niktzer b'yom is kosher b'doiches haShabbos, says Rabbi, the doiches haShabbos is not referring to the ktsira. You're not allowed to do a ktsira on Shabbos. Why can't you go and do a ktsira on Shabbos? Because you can go and do it from before Shabbos. Therefore, don't do. So what it means, doiches haShabbos? It's referring to the havas oimer. You can only bring the carbon oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed. You cannot bring it the day later, the day earlier, even if it's Shabbos. But the ktsira, since that's a machshir, you can go and do that from before Shabbos. Hanulach Rabishmal, Lach Rabishmal, Hanulach Rabishmal. We'll start the new parak, Rabbeisai, as you'll see. It's quite simple. Brother Shai, thank you for staying as long as you did. I knew you had some sort of emergency or whatever.
Tomorrow I'm going to be doing, I'm coming to the minyan, I'm doing the daf right there because I have a traffic hearing.
For those that are interested, since you're leaving, I hope to do tonight at 7:30 by Zoom, daf Mem. In Masechtas Menachos, Mem, when was that? That was already, of course, 32 days ago. The reason why we're doing it is because we missed a few blätter because I was away in Patagonia, and therefore we're going to try to make up for it starting tonight, Daf Mem. Whoever can attend, that would be very much appreciated so we can have a give and take tonight at that time. Please, Nader, I'll send out an email. 7:30 via Zoom. Daf Mem in Masechtas Menachos. We're missing about 4 or 5 blot, Mem and Mem Beis and Mem Dalet, but Barry was kind enough to send me an email with all the missing blätter. We're going to try to make up for it now during Ben Izman. On to the new perek. For those that can stay, it's only another 5 minutes because it's quite straightforward. So to Mishnah. These are the menachos that you put, take a kmitza. The kmitza, of course, goes on the Mizbeach, and the shirayim is eaten by the kahanim. Which ones are those? Minchas asoilis, v'hamachvas, v'hamacheshes, v'hachalis, v'harikikin. Those are the regular minchas nedova that any Jew can bring at any time, other than, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a minchas asoilis, where you're bringing the flour. The machvas and macheshes are the two different types of pan and pot, respectively. And the chalis and rikikin are the two types of minchas ma'afei tanur, where the chalis are Belulois b'shemen and the rekike matzois mishuchen b'shemen. Two different types of mafitana. So that's 5. Then you have the minchas oivdei kechavim, if a Gentile were to bring a karb mincha. Minchas noshim, if women bring a karb mincha. Minchas oimer, that's what we've been talking about on Yom Tov, on first day chalamay. Minchas choite, that's the third level of the oil of the yoyred. Minchas kenois, if a person has a soita and he's bringing that karb mincha. How many menachos do we have listed here altogether? 10. All 10 of these, the kmitza goes on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten by the kahan. Reb Shimon says, I only disagree in one case, and that's the minchas choite. What happens if a kohen brings a minchas choite? Well, we know it says that if a kohen brings a minchas nedava, the chol minchas kohen kol tia loisei ochel be'esh tisareif. A kohen brings a minchas nedava, you do not eat the shirayim, the whole thing is put on the mizbeach. Says Reb Shimon, the same thing applies to minchas choite. Aye, but the Torah says you have to the kometz a koyim aloy kumtzai. You take a kmitza and the koyim it's karv la'atzma. You put on the mizbeach and the shirayim also go on the mizbeach, also craving the atzma. So that's the difference between your regular minchas koyim of a nedova and a minchas choite of a koyim. Where the minchas nedova of the koyim, you just put the entire thing kol tia. Don't even take a kmitza. Just put the whole thing on the mizbeach. While by minchas koyim choite, then nikmetzes, but both the kmitza and the shirayim go on the mizbeach separately. Rashi says, although it doesn't say it in our Mishnah expressly, but the Tanakama that says the eil menachas nikmetzes shirayim lekehanim, and he lists minchas choite as number 9. This minchas choite is referring not only to Yisrael but also to a kohen, and by a kohen too, since it's not a minchas nedava, it's a minchas choite. The kmitza goes on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is eaten by the kohanim. Anyway, no, Rabbi Yisai, I made a boo-boo mistake. It's the other way around. look at the second Rashi, Uminchas Choyte Shel Yisrael Nikmetzes. Amen Choyte Shel Kahanim Loi Hoise Nikmetzes Klal Elekula Hoise Kol. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, the Minchas Choyte of Kahanim, just like a Minchas Nedov of Kahanim, don't take a Kmita, just put the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel onto Mizbeach at one time, one Hakrov on the Mizbeach, while Reb Shimon says, no. I agree with you that it's a kolil, just like a regular minchas koyin nedova, but you do take a kmitza, put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and then put the shirayim also on the mizbeach. Fine. So back to the reisha. The reisha, the Tanakhama said, we have 10 menachos. You'll recall, this is now the third time, Amra Papa, Kol Heichad Etnan, Eser Tanan. Anytime you see this long laundry list of menachos, there are 10 altogether. This is the third time already we have this, as you recall. Right, they were my kamash balon. What is Rav Papa telling us? I can easily count on my own. Mincha Soilis is one, and Machves is two, Marcheshis is three, and so on and so forth, 10 altogether. Everything will have full kimrishim in the Yom Mechza, Chalus, and Mechza, Kikin, Yovi. Kamash balon, Deloy. You remember we had already Machloikis, the Gavi, the Minchas Ma'afei Taner. It says in the Pasuk, if you want to bring a Ma'afei Taner, you bring Chalois. Mishuchen b'shamen or rekikin matzois. I'm sorry. Chalis belulois b'shamen or rekikin matzois. Mishuchen b'shamen. So, other than Reb Shimon, everybody else holds that you bring one or the other. You either bring 10 of the chalois or 10 of the rekikin. Says Reb Shimon, no. You can go and split it up. Take 5 and 5. So Reb Shimon holds you have 3 options by mafitana: 10 chalois or 10 rekikin or 5 chalis and 5 rekikin. Oh, that being the case, according to Reb Shimon, we should have a list of 11 in our Mishnah, not just 10. Besides Chalis independently and Rekikin independently, we have Chalis Rekikin together as one carbon. So it should be 11. That's what Reb Papa is telling us, that a Mishnah is the only Reb Shimon, only 10. You cannot bring 5 and 5, 5 Chalis and 5 Rekikin. That's one pshat. You remember Rashi earlier when we had this first Reb Papa had a second pshat. And that is when it says over here that it's Eser Tanan, it doesn't mean that there are 10 different menachos that we just enumerated. Soilis is one, and Machvas is two, and Macheshes is three. No. It comes to tell you that every one of these menachos, when you bake it, you have to go and make 10 loaves. So if you're not baking, but you're doing it in the Machvas, that's like the frying pan, or the Macheshes, which is the deep pot, there too, there are going to be 10 loaves. In the case of the Machvas, it'll be like 10 pancakes. In the case of the Macheshes, it might be like 10 Knedlich. But everything has to be 10. Says Igmar, that's like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says when it comes to Chalis or Rekikin, you can have 5 and 5. Fine. So, Igmar, Shirayim l'Kehanim. He said, the Shirayim goes to Kehanim. Minolan. How do you know the Shirayim goes to the Kehanim? Frey Igmar, how do you know? T'chsiva, k'siva, loy, k'siva, loy, k'siva. I'm sorry, k'siva. Meaning, what means k'siva? In the Pasuk, it says, by some of the individual menachos that vaneseris mimena yoichlu aharin uvanov. The neseris means the nois or whatever is left over. Yoichlu aharin uvanov. Aaron and his children go and eat. So now it doesn't say that by all the menachos. However, at the end of the parashim menachos, it says v'zoyis teres hamincha hakriv oisav bnei aharin, and then it says vaneseris mimena yoichlu aharin uvanov. And therefore, the Gemara considers that to be a catch-all for all menachos. Those that says k'siva befeirish, no, it says befeirish. But those that doesn't say befeirish, we start off with zoyis toiras mincha, the toira achas of chol menachos, and we end off anersim and nisaris from many yochel har nevanav. Is the chasimin by all karbanis mincha the noiser, meaning the shirayim, are eaten by haharoin and banav. So what was your question when the Gemara says minolon? Everything mark, your regular normal carbon mincha, you're broken from chitim, that's no shy. You're 100% right. It says in the pasuk when it says mimena, either it says it expressly by that carbon, or it says it as a catch-all, all generically, all menachos. So kikam boil, what was our shy? The basa oirin. Ooh, that basa oirin does not appear in that parsha where it says the zoyis teiras hamincha. It's in a different parasha. Therefore, since it's a different parasha, maybe there is no din of shirayim l'kehanim. How do I know? Zok t'yimar kim boilam basa'oirin, basa'oirim t'yimar basa'oirim nami, menik metzes shirayim l'kehanim. Since we see that a mincha sa'oimli, mincha sa'oimet is nikmetzis, v'heir makoyin mimenu v'loi kumtzoi. So it's like all other kabonis of mincha brought from chitim, just like it's nikmetzis, and shirayim l'kahanim. It makes sense to say over here too, nikmetzis shirayim l'kahanim. So to my libid rabban l'kami boila, you're 100% right. The korban of hu'oimer, which is from sa'oimim, as well as the minchas kno'ois, which is also, the soita is also from Sa'irim, they are very, very much the same as your regular karmin minchas chitim, that what? That you have to do a kmitza, and therefore shirei lekahanim. So Ibn Basoisa, what's the shayla? Kamaboylan, ki kamaboylan alibad Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? The Omar. Reb Shimon says, the Omar, ikka mincha de mikmitza v'loi misachla. There is a case of a mincha which is nikmetzes, and you don't eat it. Which one is that? That's Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. The minchas choyte shel koyhanim. You take a kmitza. You put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and you put the shirayim on the mizbeach. Oh, since there's a mincha nikmetzes. V'loi misachlo. Didn't I? That's our Mishnah. Reb Shimon, minchas choyte shel koyhanim, nikmetzes, koymitz. I'm sorry, nikmetzes. Koymitz, koy, v'atz, v'shayim, korey, v'atzman. So, Ibazoi, now, according to this Reb Shimon, how does he know that minchas oimer and minchas kenois, minchas oirim, that there too, when you're taking the kmitza, you can eat the shirayim to the kahanim, give the kahanim to eat from the kmitza, no, I'm sorry, to give to the kahanim to eat from the shirayim, you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is the kahanim. So according to Rabban, it's not a problem. Every korban that you take a kmitza, shirayim is the kahanim. However, according to Reb Shimon, there is a korban that you do a kmitza, and you don't give the shirayim to the kahanim. Which one is that? The minchas choyte shel kahanim. So, Ibazoi, how do we know by the minchas oimer and by the minchas knois that there is a mitzvah of kmitza? How do we know the shirayim goes to the kahanim? Amachizki the amakra. Says in pasuk mincha b'lul v'ashem v'chareva chol b'nei haran tia ish ki achiv. Aha. So now it just says mincha b'lul v'ashem v'chareva. It doesn't say whether we're talking about chitim or sa'irim, whether we're talking about your normal carbon mincha, blue lev Hashem and irregular, charev is a minchas choyte of a regular yid, or whether perhaps we're talking about the minchas blue lev Hashem and charev of sa'irim. The mincha blue lev Hashem, and that would be the minchas sa'oimer, we have to put in shemen, the charev would be the minchas kno'ois, where you don't, the pasuk says befeirish, don't put levoina, don't put shemen, by the minchas kenoiz, that's the minchas site. Ah, zukti yimara, im einoi inyin leblul shel chitim. I don't need this posik of mincha blul v'ashem v'chareiv v'lechol b'nei aharon, that you're going to give it b'nei aharon to go and eat. Why not? Because we already had that posik before, v'anoi seres mi mena yoichu aharon u'banav. And we already said, v'zoyis teres ha-mincha, that this covers all the menachos of chitim. The only one that I didn't know are the menachos of sa'irim. Zakti Yomara says, Chizkia, that's what this pasuk is all about. V'me'ene in l'blu shal chitim, today in l'blu shal sa'irim. V'me'ene in l'chareve shal chitim, today in l'chareve shal sa'irim. Meaning, the blula of chitim, blula of sa'irim means mincha sa'oimer, and the chareve of sa'irim is talking about the minchas kenois. Ah, so that's what the minolan was for. The Gemara started off minolan. How do I know that shirayim of a mincha go to the kahanim? So Gemara said, what do you mean, how do I know? So the first friend of Seres Mimena, that's only by chitim. How do I know by sa'irim? Well, since sa'irim are nikmetzes, just like chitim are nikmetzes, so why should it be different than the shirayim goes to the kahanim? No. Reb Shimon holds that sometimes you do a kmitza, and you don't give the shirayim to the kahanim. That's why the minchas choyte shel kahanim. You don't give the shirayim to the kahanim. Therefore, says Gemara, I know. That's what the Menolan comes to ask, according to Reb Shimon, how do you know that the two menoches of Sa'irim, Mincha Sa'irim and Minchas Kenois, that the Shirayim go to the Kanim, that I know from, V'chol Mincha B'lu V'Hashem V'Chareva, V'chol B'nei Harim Tia, Ish Ki Ochiv. We'll stop over here, a voice said to be continued tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem. Once again,